Shvi'is, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Tes. So this Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnahs, where we talk about when one is not allowed to take pears of Shvi'is that aren't ready to be eaten and eat them before that they're ripe, because you're sort of wasting the potential and the food itself by eating it before it's fully ripe. And we explain that all different fruits, the same shear that one is chayv and maestris, meaning that we wait for that fruit, then when that fruit ripens enough where you'd be chayv and maestris, that's the same amount that one has to wait in order to start to be able to eat it without considered wasting the fruit, except for these exceptions. So now this Mishnah is dealing with olives. So the Mishnah starts, Zesim, olives, Mishayachnisu Revius Lasa. The Rav explains what this means is that from when you have a Sa'a, that's a set measurement of Zesim that we had earlier, so that measurement can bring about a Revius of a lug. So that's a quarter of a lug of oil that one can squeeze out of these olives. So if these olives are ripe enough that you can take that amount and produce that amount of oil from these olives, Paitseya V'Oichel Basada, one is able to like split them open. And the reason it says that is that was just the derech. They would split it open in order to soften it and make it not as bitter and sweeten it. And then he can eat it in the field, as we explained, that you can't bring it into your house because that would cause a larger loss. Because when people bring things into their house, they did it in larger quantities, but they still allowed you to eat it in the field because it's not jumping the gun too early on these fruits, on these olives, because they're somewhat ripe and you can eat it in a RI fashion in the field. However, what you're not allowed to do, says the Rav, is you're not allowed to smear it onto your body. Now, this is the new stage that we haven't had earlier with oil. As the Mishnah now is going to say, Hechnisu chatzi lug. Now, this is a larger portion. If the olives can produce half of a lug, not just a quarter of a lug, but it's a larger amount, Koisesh v'soch basode. One is able to crush them and anoint with these olives in the field. But now we get to the largest shear, Hechnisu shlish. If it now can produce a third, so we do not mean a third of a log, because we're going up in shiurim now. We just said half, so a third does not mean a third of a log, because that would obviously be smaller. So the Rav says this could mean two things. A third could mean the third of the size of what the olive is destined to grow to, the size of the total olive, so it's a third of its complete size. So when it hits that, so the Mishnah says, Koisesh besada v'choines l'soich beso. One crushes him in the field, and the Taisi Santiv explains it was just the derech. Why it says in the field is just because it's the derech in the normal way that people would crush things in the field. The koinis l'soich beso. And now he can actually bring it in his house because it hit the point of ripeness that it's not a loss whatsoever, and even in abundance, one can eat these olives. So he can crush them, bring it into his house, make olive oil, it's all good. And the other Pshat Rav says, a third, what a third means, which again is the largest shear of these three shiurim in this Mishnah, is a third of the oil that it's going to produce. In other words, a third of what a saw of olives would produce compared to when they're fully ripe. So once it hits that amount, one's allowed to take it, crush it in the field, like we said, just because it was the derech, he didn't have to, and then bring it home to his house and consume it there. Mishnah continues, V'chein k'yotze behem b'shar shnei shavua chayavim b'maisis. And at this very stage, all other olives, the other years of the Shemitah cycle, which is not the seventh year, but the first 6 years of every Shemitah cycle, one is chayv and maestris when it hits this stage of one-third of what it's going to be or of the oil that it's going to produce. And the Mishnah ends, Ushar called peres ha'ilin koinosin b'lamaisris kainonosin l'shvias. All other fruits of a tree, like for example an apple, if you want to know the shear that you're not allowed to eat it too early on Shemitah, you should just know the shear from Maisis. In other words, the same shear from Maisis is the same shear for Shvius. So if you are not yet chayv in Maisis because it's not ripe enough, so too you can't eat during the Shemitah year because you're wasting it. Except for these three foods that we've mentioned, which is dates, grapes, and olives, that we had earlier stages because people were customarily, they would eat them in the field even before they were fully ripe or smear them before they were fully ripe. So in small amounts, but Derech Arai, one was able to do it in the field with these.